Number 58, Bell Sheep. Bell Sheep. It's a simple quote that says, people tend to move as a herd, following the sheep with a bell. Very few people invent their own things. Most everybody copies everybody else. Very few churches invent their own things. Most churches copy somebody else. What do you do as a leader? You tie the bell. What's the bell? The bell is affirmation. You affirm. You'll get what you affirm. If you as a leader in your congregation or a leader in your church start affirming certain kinds of behavior, you'll get more of that. You find examples of what you want other people to do. If you want your church to turn into a soul-winning church, what you've got to start doing is affirming soul-winning. You can't just make it an extra little quiet night and there's three little forlorn people that show up and go do it and they never know anybody. You've got to affirm that. You've got to bring those people up front on Sunday morning and say, I want to show you, here's Bill and here's Mary and here's Tom, and they've been out sharing their faith on Tuesday nights, and I want you all to know about what they've been doing. Bill, will you come and tell what you did this last Tuesday night? That's affirming it. You know what happens? You begin to generate an atmosphere of affirmation of soul winning. As soon as somebody's won to Christ, you bring them up front and you say, now I want to introduce you today to Mark, and Mark has just found Jesus Christ. Tom last week was out. The two of them shared their faith with Mark, and Mark found Jesus. Mark, come over here. If you give me the microphone, I want you to tell these people what happened. And you have affirmed. You say, boy, isn't that exciting? If you all appreciate what Mark and Tom and these guys are doing and sharing their faith, would you say amen, or would you give applause, or whatever you do in your area? And the people give affirmation to that. As you give affirmation to that, you know what's going to happen in that church? Over the years, it will become a soul-winning church, because you've tied the bell around the neck of the behavior that you want. You can certainly do it with young people if you're working with young people. Tie the bell around the neck of the young people you want the other ones to be like, and pretty soon, like sheep, they'll follow the ones you've tied the bell around your neck, affirming what you want.